Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, and let's see, I'll read it through verse 6. Set a little context. It's a great book, familiar and a favorite of many.
Well, it is a great book, Mark.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
A great book, Mark.
All right.
Here we go. And it's under the heading Thanksgiving and Prayer.
Those headings are not in this scripture.
Yes, that's true.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's to give clarity or simplicity for us to find
it.
Yeah,
I think it does sometimes.
Set a little of the context. And yesterday we read from our book, Prayer of the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. So I like this, Thanksgiving and Prayer, in light of the fact we just celebrated Thanksgiving. And
it's perfect.
So this is Paul speaking, and he says, I thank my God every time I remember you. And we're using this because we're going to read some listener letters on this Testimony Tuesday. But he begins with, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Hey, Marianne.
Hey there.
Hey.
That's a great scripture.
A great scripture with lots of points of application, things to think through. I know a lot of people use this, especially if you're a parent and you're thinking about your children or maybe they're wayward or whatever, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I know a lot of parents will sometimes use this verse to say, well, if I raise my children in the ways of the Lord, then generally they'll say he'll turn himself or herself around and fall back into the ways of the Lord and so forth. And I don't know. You know, it's one of those. We had this discussion on some of the prophecies in the book yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That in light of what's said before, I thank my God every time I remember you. This is Paul speaking to the Philippians, those that he's discipled, those that are following the Lord Jesus, those that he's loved on, and they've had great fellowship in times of searching the scriptures. And he says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. So he's talking to those that are the missionaries, the worker bees, those that are proclaiming the good news message of Jesus. And then he goes on, partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you. So these are all these disciples of Jesus, these faithful followers. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the days of Christ Jesus. And we'd go, amen, amen. These guys, these men and women that were following the Lord will certainly use and bring to completion the seeds that have been planted in them. They're going to make disciples that'll make disciples. Mm-hmm. And
you know, one of the best implementations or whatever of that scripture was very touching to me, is a pastor I knew had the heart, the true heart of a pastor. Mm. And some people left the church, and they were angry, but they left his church. And some of the other people were really upset and so forth. And so they talked to him and they asked him, and I know this pastor, and this is all a true story. They talked to him. They said, aren't you pretty upset too? I mean, are you worried they'll this and they'll that and they'll talk about you? He said, oh, no. He said, I'm worried about one thing, and I mean it. He said, that they stay firm in their faith, that they stay into completion in the Spirit, that they make it to the finish line. He says, that's what matters. Mm. And he quoted that scripture. Mm. And I'm like, wow. that if we could only have that feeling and that knowledge, each of us, for our fellow Christians, that's what matters, is that we help each other complete their faith, get to that finish line with their faith intact. That's what matters.
Yeah, I love this. I'm going to read it again. I think it's something that maybe all of us can feed on today or find points of application. But here's Paul saying to these people, I thank my God every time I remember you. And I know many people will sign their thank you letters. I think I've signed it. Sometimes I might put Philippians 1:3.
Yeah,
you know, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. A great verse for us, for all the donors, the people that sow seed. It's because of them. It's because
and
of
some of those individuals did sow that seed way at the beginning of the station.
Yeah. And so I think, many times, or sometimes, it's a long one to write, handwrite all that
out.
Yeah,
it would be.
But people, I've seen Philippians, 1:3-5, from the first day, being confident in this. But that part, that he who began a good work in you will bring it on to completion. I heard many parents,
they have.
My children will turn around because I know they've been schooled in the Lord. They've attended Sunday school. They've accepted Jesus. And their hope and desire is that as they entrust their children to the Lord, that he will bring them around at some point.
Right. And it's a good way to pray it.
Yeah.
God, please bring to completion that faith they had all the way. And like I said, I think a phenomenal attitude for each of us to have toward each other.
Yeah.
That's our main goal in our friendships with each other and our relationships, is that God will get us all to the finish line.
And how mature for your pastor friend, this person that shared that, to have that perspective, that it wasn't just his members.
No.
He looked at it in the godly way, as I just want them to fulfill the Lord's leading in their lives. And if it means attending another church or whatever, great. I just hope that they stay close to the Lord.
Even if they were upset with him, he was so committed that they maintained their faith.
Yeah.
That's what mattered to him. It touched everybody, all of us.
I'm going to go on and read.
Oh, okay.
It is right for me to feel this way. Again, this is Paul after just saying these various words, to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, for whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. Wow.
That's beautiful. I think that Paul was a prayer warrior. I think we can say that.
And how perfect. Today we decided for Testimony Tuesday to read listener letters.
Yeah, we did.
We're not even going to get close to being caught up.
Oh, apparently
we just
not.
Have, I told
with
you, this
stack.
Whole big bag full. We've been getting a lot of mail. Usually November, December, we get almost as much as 70% of the funds needed to operate the ministry. In the last few months of the year, many special gifts, Thanksgiving gifts, Christmas gifts, year-end gifts.
Right.
Some people, this is when they determine, like an estate gift or a special gift or memorial gifts are given and so forth. And so we have a lot of listener mail laid out. But before we read some of the comments you've made about this radio ministry in the past months, I want to point out it's day 3 of Advent.
Yes,
so
it is.
So those of you that have maybe children and are opening up those little windows, some have chocolate behind it.
Well,
so those kids
I'm not sure if that's to the point, but they do.
The little treat or the little fun little thing to look at behind the door or the window or whatever. But
I mean, it might be fun for kids. I mean, you know, makes them happy.
Yeah, something to...
Chocolate always makes me happy, but I do digress.
This Thursday, two things are happening at the Great News Radio Center. We have the Ministry Leader Network luncheon at noon. So
those are great.
Excited about that. Yeah, I think we're going to have a good turnout of people that will hear Brett Behrens. He's the Channel 3 News, Sports News Director, and he'll share on the topic overcoming adversity. And so he has a really great faith journey and special story. So I think he'll be an encouragement for our pastors and ministry leaders. And then this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center here at Marketplace Mall, we'll have our community-wide prayer gathering. I call it now, when I send out an email, I say worship, prayer, and fellowship, because we're really building some great relationships between all the different churches that are represented and people that love to pray. and Jean-René Balakita leads with worship. So it's been a great time of coming together. Usually it's about every 2 weeks, and this Thursday night we'll decide, because of December being so filled and busy, whether we'll meet again in 2 weeks or wait till the first week in January. So we'll see how that all comes together. But two things to be praying up and being aware of: if you're a pastor ministry leader, this Thursday at noon, you're invited to join us for a free lunch. We meet at noon and done by 1:15 sharp. And then this Thursday night, we begin at 7 and we're done on or before 8:30. Sometimes it's 8:20, 8:15, but we commit to being done by 8:30. And that's open to anyone that has a heart to pray and wants to enjoy meeting other friends from the community around. So we have, I think, over 25 different churches represented when the different people come. So day 3 of Advent, we opened up with Philippians 1:3 through, well, then I ended up reading through 8, but some great scripture. I hope you have a practice of looking at God's Word each and every day. It's not only an instruction manual, it's a love letter, it's His inspired Word, it's His way of helping us know Him better, knowing about His Son Jesus, and guiding us through life, through this kind of crazy world that has heartache and suffering, and yet has great blessing. And you get to know God better by understanding His Word and reading it.
Yeah, for sure.
And on Mondays, we already talked about prayer, the timeless secret of high impact leaders by Dave Early. So love those two things. And we're planning on a new book. Maybe it'll be around the beginning of 2023.
I would like that.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like 100 of the best hymns.
Yeah, Then Sings My Soul.
Then Sings My Soul.
I love those
more
hymns.
More to say about that in the coming days.
I don't know if you do this, but I wake up, and lately it's been happening a lot. Not that I wake up, but that I wake up.
We recommend that everyone wakes up.
Oh, yes. Just please do that. But I've been with hymns, different hymns in my head that I had forgotten or clearly hadn't, but, you know, hadn't thought of in a while.
Well, what's been fun is driving around the other day with all the Christmas music, especially
that
on 89.3 on some of our frequencies. It's a lot of Christmas music, and it's just been fun picking out whether it's a choir or a familiar favorite or an arrangement that maybe is on a harp or, you know, something that will really help people during this Advent time. So we hope what we say and share will be a blessing to you. So, Marianne, we have some listener mail, which is part of this Philippians, that we're thankful, that we thank God for them, we remember them, and we appreciate them because we're co-laborers in this
together. Okay. So I have one here, a letter from Carolyn in Springfield.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. To WLUJ. I'm so deeply thankful for WLUJ and the impact it's had on my life. I began listening in 1991 to 92 and have continually found the faith which I needed to find my soul. Hmm. Oh, my. Thank you.
Wow. And thanks for your support. This has two different comments. One's on this colorful stationery. Are those kind of flowers or tulips or something?
They are lilies.
Lilies.
I do think.
Okay. They're kind of
around
the border. On that, she handwrites, "Thanks for your ministry," with an exclamation point. "God bless," with an exclamation point. And then on a response card, she also writes, and this is from Brenda from Champaign, "What a blessing you are," exclamation point. "Great programs, great music for all," double exclamation point.
Hey, I like those exclamation points.
Thanks, Brenda.
This is Sue and Jim from Mahomet.
Longtime givers and writers to the ministry.
"Sending our contribution with prayers of God's word continuing to spread in our area and all the world. We need to be strong in the Lord in these days. Love and prayers."
And is that a handmade card? Do they put
those
stickers on the
front
there?
I don't know that it's handmade.
It looks like they stamped a couple stamps on the inside.
I'm not sure, but it's a really cool card.
Yeah, it's a cool card. This comes from Marvin and Carol from Mansfield, Illinois. On a response card, they say, and it looks like Carol writes, "Thanks for all your work. Please continue to pray for rain." So this was probably during or before harvest time.
That was a harvest one.
That's why we're getting caught up on some of our mail.
Yeah, some of these are Christmas and some are Thanksgiving, a little before that. This is from Douglas in Chatham. "Your ministry is a blessing."
Hmm.
That's succinct and appreciated.
This is from Laura from New Berlin. She writes, "Hi, Paul." And this is probably Paul in Springfield who processes a lot of the gifts and does
data entry.
Yeah, he's the superstar. He's the radio servant part two.
Version two of Herb
the radio servant. She writes, "Hi, Paul. Oops, I've made a big mistake and just now discovered it. When I made a new 2020 listing of all our giving, I accidentally left WLUJ off my list."
No.
Oh, yeah.
What happened next?
I thought I was misreading something. Oh, yeah. "Just now seeing my error. I'm so sorry."
How nice. They're going to pick back up.
Yeah, we will continue our X amount of money. Another big thing to check up to old age, I guess. Double X race.
That's really nice.
Thank you, Laura. Yeah, the fact that she...
They care enough to let you know what happened and they're back.
Hey, put all the ones that you read into this pile, because we're going to give away two gifts at the end of the broadcast.
Okay. That's right. All right, I've got to keep organized here. Okay, this is Robert and Barbara from Carthage. "Just keep on praying till light breaks through. The Lord will answer. His word is true."
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Hey, that's cool.
They could make the Prime Life Times poets.
Actually, that would work.
Yeah, that's right. This comes from Russ from Champaign, a longtime giver, a former singing man. I guess once a singing man, always a singing man, which incidentally, we're going to be singing on December 17th here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign.
Yeah.
It'll be, our 23rd year that we've sung in the food court. Yeah, all of us have gotten 23 years older.
That's true, too.
We have some new guys, but some of us, 23 years have been singing. This comes from Russ anyways. He writes, "Thanks for all your work and great witness for our Lord. God bless you, Russ." Thanks, Russ.
This is anonymous, and it was a gift, anonymous, but this is really nice note. "Thank you for the quiet overnight music. Please continue it." That's so nice.
So nice. This comes from Maxine from Decatur. "I'm sorry I haven't been able to send my pledge for the last few months. I had a little extra this month, so I'm happy to send it today."
Thank you.
"We've been struggling financially, but God has been good. He is supplying all of our needs. Praise the Lord. God bless you all and WLUJ." Well, thank you, Maxine.
Very good. This is from Mary in Villa Grove.
Hi, Mary.
"I love your programs and the programming." That's nice. "Love the speakers, pastors, old and new, all for their own unique way of speaking." Oh, that's true. "Love the music, especially love the godly traditional music."
Yes.
"Take care and keep on keeping on in Jesus."
Amen. We will. Thank you for that sweet note. This comes from Alice from Springfield. "Your station plays the best ever music." Thanks. Thanks, Alice. Thanks for your support, too. She puts, even though she's in Springfield, she writes WLLM. So that's like our great news radio format. Those of you maybe new to the radio ministry, we have three different formats. So depending on what frequency you're tuned in, you might be listening to teaching or music or teaching at one time, and then you can hear it again at another time if you miss it. So check out our 19 frequencies by stopping by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org, and you can find out, I didn't know in Springfield I can get two different formats, or I'm in Lincoln and I can get two to three different formats, depending on what frequency you're tuned in. So we do have those options, and we are moving forward in the coming months in Macomb to have the two different options. So we still have to purchase some equipment and talk to some people and raise some funds to do that, but thank you, God, that we're paying our bills on time, and things continue to come together because of our great listeners.
Thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Carol in Springfield, and she says, this is to WLUJ, she says, "Donna, I look forward to agreeing with you in prayer between 6:30 and 7 a.m. each morning."
Yeah, Donna shares a lot of different devotional thoughts and insights and shares some prayer requests and just does a great job.
Yeah.
We appreciate Donna so much, and we're looking forward to having her and the radio staff there in Springfield. I'll be there also for an open house, 2 days of some fun cookies and apple cider.
Oh, it'll be nice.
And I think we're going to have some Italian beef lunch on that Saturday. So that's the 9th and 10th. That's coming up. We'll say more about that in the coming days. This comes from Robin from Muhammad. Enclosed, please find my check in the amount of a certain amount in memory of my parents, Bob and Claire. Once again, they will be missed at the family Thanksgiving table. Robin's a faithful supporter and always, almost always acknowledges her folks that she dearly loved and misses greatly.
This is from Jerry in Springfield.
Oh, he's a regular writer all the time.
The Lord's blessings to you and thank you for the ministry of WLUJ, lifting you up in prayer that the Lord will reach many through the teaching, preaching, and music provided by Great News Radio.
Amen. We agree with that prayer. This comes from Norma from Mason City. So thankful for the station. So many excellent programs full of God's Word. Norma. Norma, there should have been like a triple exclamation point to that one. That's a great
note. The way it read, yes, I agree.
I appreciate it.
So what about this giveaway?
Oh, okay. So we have, you know, just from that pile. Like,
oh, am I going to get to do
this? Yeah,
the,
you get to.
This is a lot of pressure. I can't look,
so
can I?
Okay. Just turn them upside down.
Oh, upside down.
Pull something out, shuffle them around.
Okay.
So somebody who wrote to us gets to win.
Oh, it's hard.
Let's see. I have a Chuck Swindoll book, The Strong Family, and Divine Disruption by Tony Evans. So who do you have?
Russell.
Russell.
In Champaign.
Russell in Champaign. We're going to give him Divine Disruption, Holding On to Faith When Life Breaks Your Heart. So let me put that in that. We'll mail that out, Russ, in the coming days. And that leaves The Strong Family, Growing Wise in Family Life by Charles Swindoll. So we'll have two winners today.
Okay. So, okay, I'm just having a whole bunch of fun right now. I just want to keep doing this. This is really grand fun.
I think we're going to do that. Well, maybe we'll do it again tomorrow when we do our Prime Lifetime Dream Review. We'll
I'm real happy
winners.
With this.
I have
this
like the festive Christmas season happening now.
I could make cookies and we could give those away. Okay, so I have chosen Douglas in Chatham.
Douglas, congratulations. You win The Strong Family, Growing Wise in Family Life by Charles R. Swindoll.
Okay, so now we have to have a moment of orchestration here. You have not mixed up my winners, right?
Okay, the winners are in the books.
Okay,
those will get mailed out soon.
Yes, I'm taking this really serious, actually. This is really fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we have a lot of mail for tomorrow when we have, is Rob going to be in
yes,
the studio?
Yes, he is.
Rob will be doing some reading tomorrow with our Prime Lifetimes in Review.
Can I be the one that chooses tomorrow, too? Okay, so this is Norma in Mason.
No, we already gave away our two. That's it. That's the two.
Can we
so
do another
we can close out the program now. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks
I
for being a part
done.
Of our radio listening family. More gifts
Hi,
tomorrow.
Norma, I love you.
This is Mark Burns and Marion Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
I thought we were doing three.